30,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65. And that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Sue Zawacki.
We have approximately 22 million veterans in the United States, with 1.7 million of those being female and 10 million of the 22 million being over 65. And in honor of Veterans Day this coming Tuesday, November 11th, a salute to all the veterans, knowing that my freedoms are because of those that serve. And another salute to the military, yes, the brave military that are out there serving right now. And in studio today, I have a plethora of guests who will be teaching us about veterans programs in honor, of course, of all the veterans, military, and their families. So no matter what your age and stage in life is, there's always something to learn, and I promise you today you will learn. Well, welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old, right here on AM 560. And if you want to listen to our show live, it does stream on the web at aginginforadio.com. Well, my first two guests are involved with veterans in many ways. And my first guest is Steve Thorin. He's a radio host of the weekly show, The Senior Spotlight, and the MC of course, Tribute to the Troops, which is an annual show that airs today from 2 to 6 p.m. at 1410 a.m. Welcome, Steve Thorin, to Aging Info Radio.
Thanks, Sue. We've talked about having us on, and I'm so glad to be here with you.
Well, I'm glad to have you on. You're on the perfect show with me, and I also have George Rawlinson. He is a longtime newspaper reporter and author, and also wrote a great book we're going to talk about a little bit later. Welcome, George, to Aging Info Radio.
Welcome, Sue, and very, very happy to be with such a beautiful hostess.
Thank you. I appreciate both of your expertise. Of course, in the area, I know that both of you do a whole lot with serving veterans and their family. And Steve, why don't we talk about your Tribute to the Troops, your show today. I mean, it's in the eighth annual year.
Well, thanks, Sue. It's a wonderful feeling to be able to do this show. It is honoring those who have served and those still serving today. George and I started this program 8 years ago, and as we will interact and share our answers for you, but we allow people to call in onto the station and thank a veteran past and present. We've had a number of call-ins every year, some of the same, always new people. And also, of course, we've had a variety of guests in all capacity of veterans, from serving veterans to veterans that have served young and old. So it's a wonderful thing to be able to do.
And every year you do it right on around Veterans Day, the Sunday before the Sunday.
Exactly. Always the Sunday before.
Yes. And for the guests listening or the listeners, where do they call? And this is on from 2 to 4 today on AM 1410.
It is. That's WRMN in Elgin. And the station's been around since 1949. It's 1410 on your AM dial or streaming live at www.wrmn1410.com.
He does it so well.
Oh, he does. He sounds just like a radio host now, doesn't he? Now, just give us a little background on the Senior Spotlight. You do this weekly.
I do. Thank you. That is my signature show. The Senior Spotlight airs every Friday at 8:05 in the morning. It started as a five-minute show, and it has now grown into, last week it was 41 minutes. I was really bleeding into the next segment. It is announcing activities, functions, events, presentations, seminars, anything that goes on in and around the Fox Valley that is of a benefit to seniors. The show begins with a memorial or dedication. Generally, it is almost like a live obituary, but it's a nice memorial tribute to someone. Usually it's someone that just passed, and that's the very first 30 or 40 seconds. Then I do a little get well message. I get a lot of people that send me get well wishes, and I know some people ailing. Then some friendly hellos, and I'm a member of all the social clubs from the Turners and Elks and Moose and Eagles and Legion and VFW. I have a lot of senior listeners, and they love hearing their name on the air.
Oh, yes.
And then Then the Elgin trivia question of the week, and I talk about old downtown Elgin, old stores, who used to be here, what did you used to see, what stores were your favorite, and then finally go into the senior services, their activities, their services, their benefits, and then all other activities in and around the area. So it's a number of different segments, but I get emails, I get letters, I get calls, I get personal face-to-face meetings and references of all these activities. And so it's a nice service to the community that it's grown into.
And I bet you they love your tribute to the troops.
Really do. A lot of the people know me. They know George. They know both of us together. And with the tribute to the troops, it is the listenership generally is much more senior oriented, probably 95%. And so generally all the people that call in that to say thanks to a vet usually are widows. And they're thanking a vet from the past. But we do flyers, and we take those flyers to promote our show and distribute those at the VFW, the American Legion. So a lot of those people are who's tuning in that day.
That's so great that you do that. Now, you get sponsors for your tribute to the troops, and the proceeds go to a special place.
They go to Soldiers Angels. George has a great working relationship with them. And the sponsors are a lot of the people that you have had on your Aging Info radio shows, from Law Elder Law to Stroshine to Elder Works, a lot of the different places and facilities and professionals that address seniors' needs.
Now, George, tell us a little bit about Soldiers Angels.
So I'll tell you how the whole thing started with my involvement with Soldiers Angels, which goes back to right after I wrote a book, Fox Valley Veterans, which profiles local veterans from northern Illinois. And through that book, and I'd been a longtime newspaper reporter, Chicago Sun-Times Suburban News Group, I was always interested in stories about veterans. My father was a veteran, World War II veteran, never talked about his service, passed away in the 1980s. I'm not a veteran myself, but I was always drawn to those stories, and I did a lot of newspaper stories about veterans. I wrote the book, and I got involved in sending complimentary copies of the book. It's very patriotic, sending complimentary copies to the troops who'd been deployed. And I was working with an organization called Operation Paperback, great group out of Pennsylvania. I would send them the books. They would ship the books overseas. It was a little cumbersome, though, just in the mechanics of sending the books overseas. And one day, I'm listening to Kevin Matthews, who was on a different radio station at the time. You're going back to 2004. And he had a guest on, Patty Patton, the founder of Soldiers Angels. Patty Patton is a grandniece of General George Patton. She had a son who was deployed to Iraq. And I'm listening to Patty, and I said, wow, what a great organization this is. And this woman has so much passion. So she gave out her website. I went on her website, and I sent her an email, never having talked to her, not knowing her other than this interview. And I thought, I'll give it a couple of weeks. I gave her my contact information. If she gets a hold of me, maybe we could do some volunteer work with Soldiers Angels. 15 minutes after I sent her that email, my phone is ringing, and it's Patty Patton. And I've been volunteering with Soldiers Angels ever since. Generally, what I'm involved in is we raise funds for sending care packages overseas. Now, they send, Soldiers Angels sends somewhere between 3,500 and 5,000 care packages to the troops who have been deployed each and every month. The cost of that is pretty significant. It's $35,000 a month, I think, somewhere in there. And I've met some extraordinary people through Soldiers Angels. And I've done a lot of things with schools. And I tell young people, because there is, in some sense, a feeling of disenfranchisement, I think, with young people where they think that they can't make a difference. Here is a woman who started out one mom, one son, one mom, one soldier, and they're now doing $6 million a year in contributions. So one person can make a difference. Patty Patton has made a difference. She was Good Morning America's Mother of the Year, and she's got a who's who of various accolades, but it's really about taking care of the people who provide our freedom. We live under the umbrella of freedom provided by the men and women who are serving, who have served, and who are still serving today. And that's really what it's about.
There's always a way to make a difference. You just have to reach out and find out about
Absolutely.
It. And I mean, that's really a great organization. I have heard of Soldiers Angels before. And just to get the packages to the soldiers that are serving, I mean, and the difference that it will make, especially if they are somewhere where they're going to be away from their families, most of the time they are during the holiday season, or, you know, that's a really special time to receive a package.
Absolutely. But, and so, part of it, Sue, is too, it's just the, it's them knowing that there are people who care enough to participate in this. I mean, the things that they get are wonderful, non-perishables, toiletries, things of that sort. But I think it's the feeling that goes in those packages that's
yes.
probably most important to them.
Oh, I concur 100%. Well, we're talking about our veterans today in the military and those that serve, of course, those brave soldiers that are serving for our freedoms. I'm here with Steve Thorin and George Rawlinson, and we're going to talk more about veterans, the programs out there, all right here on Aging Info Radio on AM 560. Don't you change that dial. We will be right back.
Bruce Rauner named his transition team
John Howell and Amy Jacobson.
Some eyebrows were raised when it included William Daley.
It's normal to have both Democrats and Republicans and even some independents on a transition. He's trying to bring the state together after a bitter campaign.
Ron Santos' toupee, Mrs. O'Leary's cow, and Sid Luckman, also part of the transition team.
And opening up the transition team announcement were the Jesse White tumblers.
John and Amy, mornings, now starting at 6 on AM 560. The Answer.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today. Online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
One of the most difficult decisions you make as an adult is how to care for your parents. Finding the right environment for your loved ones can be challenging and frustrating. But with all the senior living options available, how do you choose the right senior home to care for them? Put your trust in Alternatives for Seniors. They will help you sort through all your options. Visit alternativesforseniors.com or call 888-WE-ASSIST. That's 888-932-7747 or alternativesforseniors.com.
I remember my grandmother from when I was a little girl. She had these big knots on the back of her legs. I'd never seen anything like it. They were varicose veins, of course.
Now a grandmother herself, Janet, got them too. But she found a solution at Midwest Vein Center. Her varicose veins, gone.
The best part? Knowing my grandson will never have to worry about what's wrong with my legs.
What's holding you back? Visit MidwestVein.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
This is Susa Wacky, and a happy Veterans Day to all the military out there, the veterans that have served and the brave soldiers that are serving right now. And I have two extraordinary guests that I'm talking with, Steve Thorin and George Rawlinson. Now, George, you have written a Pulitzer Prize nominee book that was nonfiction. Let's talk a little bit about that book.
Let's talk about it.
All right. What's the name of it?
Fox Valley Veterans, A Salute to Hometown Heroism.
And what's the book about?
You know, Sue, I'd looked at a lot of veterans' books. I've been involved in the book business, the newspaper business for a long, long time, most of my adult life. And I couldn't find anything that profiled local veterans, and that was my intention. Now, diversity is a big thing in my world, so I wanted to make sure that the book was diverse in terms of race, gender, ethnicity, and experience. Some people forget about that. So really what I did was what any good newspaper reporter would do. I didn't know any of these people, the more than three dozen people profiled in the book, but I would walk into a VFW or an American Legion, talk to somebody there, find out if there are any interesting stories. I can guarantee you that there are interesting stories, hundreds, thousands of interesting stories in any VFW or American Legion you walk into. It's just getting to the root of those things and also then balancing them out in terms of putting a book together. The book is weighted more toward World War II veterans because when I wrote this 10 years ago, the window of opportunity to talk to those people was closing and closing fairly quickly. Now, the 20 World War II veterans who were profiled in that book 10 years ago, only one is left alive. Her name is Mary Lochner. She's from Elgin. The first time she was ever out of Elgin, she's an Army nurse. The first time she was out of Elgin, she ended up on Tinian Island, which is where the components for the atomic bomb were brought to, and that's where the Enola Gay flew from, that dropped the atomic bomb that, for all intents and purposes, helped end World War II in the Pacific Theater. But here's a woman who'd never been out of Elgin. Her first time, she's in Tinian Island, she got became friends with Colonel Paul Tibbetts, who was the pilot, the captain of the Enola Gay, and actually sat in the captain seat after he dropped that atomic bomb. The opportunity to talk to somebody like that is pretty rare, and that's a seminal moment. There are quieter moments in the book. And
so these are all about stories about veterans that have served.
People who served, not just their time. It was about what they did before they were in the military, while they were in the military, and afterward. And the book, the ages ranged from that time, mid-80s, to people who had just come back from Iraqi freedom, young people who are in their early 20s.
And the book is Fox Valley Veterans.
A Salute to Hometown Heroism.
And where do you get your book?
It's still selling. It's basically now, if you want it, you'd have to go on either BarnesandNoble.com or Amazon.com. I mean, a book, its shelf life is pretty much closed, but the book sold extraordinarily well. The thing I'm probably proudest of are the 4,000 or 5,000 complimentary copies that we sent overseas to people who are deployed. We did that through corporate and community sponsorships.
Now that is extraordinary. Along
really
with your 5,000 articles that you have written, or stories that you have written for the Sun-Times, it's also extraordinary. Now, Steve, are you a veteran?
Well, I'm not a veteran, Sue, but I am the strongest proponent and promoter and etc. of veterans that you'll meet that isn't one.
Now, is there veterans in your immediate family?
There are. My grandfather, I've got pictures of him throughout the house. He was in World War I. He was out of Camp Grant, and he was on the horses, so he was a Mountie. And my father was the bugler at Fort Hood down in Texas, but never deployed.
Interesting. Now, how about other relatives? I mean, because you're so draw, you're such a stand for veterans.
Well, I was always close with all my family. I had my uncle was a double Purple Heart recipient and retired lieutenant colonel, a lifer from the Army, and another uncle who was in the Navy and a Pearl Harbor survivor.
Interesting.
So very involved there.
Now, you must have a special story that's just, it just resonates with you. I mean, I'm sure you have more than one, but what comes up?
Well, there's so many when it just comes to veterans and all that we've done with the tribute to the troops, but I think probably one that really stood out because I was by him at the American Legion was a man that was about 90 that went to the honor flight. Mm-hmm. And when he came back, he shared a story that he was told by his commanding officer to do some pretty gruesome things over there to show them what America, the power that we had. And then they were told to never tell anyone. And he held that secret all these years until he went on the honor flight. None of his family knew. No one knew. And he said, I'm finally at peace now because of this. Because on the honor flight, they said, it's okay to talk about it now. And he finally, that hit his heart. And then he said that he's finally felt like he's gone full circle and he can be at peace.
So for all World War II veterans that have not gone on the honor flight, and it's not only in Chicago, this is a national organization, you want to go to honorflight.org and find out. If you have not gone and you are a veteran from World War II, it is a day that you will never forget. I mean, they do so much. And, you know, we're lucky here in Chicago because it all happens at Midway. And just to see the troops off or coming home is...
Have you been down there soon to welcome them back?
I have not. I've seen it. I've seen it a number of times. I know.
Evening. I've been down there probably not part of Honor Flight, but just to welcome those veterans back, those World War II veterans, the absolute most patriotic evening you could ever spend.
I want to take the day and go up as a guardian, which is also available for anybody listening that wants to volunteer their time. You can apply at honorflightchicago.org to be either go on the flight or be a guardian, I believe. Isn't that true?
It is true.
Now, tell us about you have a program, Steve, Thanking a Vet Every Day. What's that about?
Well, it's not really a program. It's just something I do personally. I promote that statement. I end my senior spotlight with it all the time. I always announce it at the senior services and wherever I'm at. And I've told people, that's why we're here. And so whenever I go in a grocery store, how often do you see an elderly person with a hat on that might say the name of a ship or Army specific branch? And so I'll always say, excuse me, are you a vet? Yes. And I'll say, thank you for your service. I thank a vet every day. Today it's you.
Oh, that makes such a difference.
You should see the smiles.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a level of respect that we have as a society. We're moving so fast that that kind of gets pushed to the side. So thank you, Steve, for bringing that about and really having, you know, making people aware. It's a really great idea to think of that every day that you're out, that you see one, if you get the opportunity.
Sure. You can always find that opportunity. There's always veterans, and so often they don't talk about it unless you bring it out of them.
Mm-hmm. Or even identifying or knowing them. Now, let's talk a little bit about Soldiers Angels, George. I'd like for people to know how to contact this organization, get involved, or even get a package to someone that is serving.
So probably the best way is just go on their website, soldiersangels.org. They have a variety, probably more than two dozen programs now. They're based out of San Antonio, Texas. That's where Patty Patton is from or where she lives. But they have, when I started with Soldiers Angels, it was pretty much sending care packages overseas. But they've gotten involved in military families and helping children of military families, helping disabled veterans. I was in San Antonio probably 5 or 6 years ago when they had the ribbon cutting for a new distribution center, and that was on a Friday. The next day, we went to visit a local military hospital, and there were a lot of veterans there who were severely wounded. And I have to tell you, to a person, men and women alike, not one said, why did this happen to me, or what am I going to do next? They were all like just looking forward to the next challenge, and really a great organization, uplifting organization. If we have 1 minute, I'll tell you a quick story. And this is how people can make a difference in the lives of other people. I was on Veterans Day probably 6-7 years ago, walking into a grocery store. I saw a young man there, started talking to him. I knew he was military by the jacket he was wearing. And it turns out he told me he was homeless and he was living in his car in the parking lot of that grocery store. And I said, well, I got to tell you, there's not going to be a veteran sleeping in the car on Veterans Day if I could help it. Brought him to a dinner, took him out to dinner, contacted somebody from Soldiers Angels. They put him up for about 6 months and went back to college, got his degree, married, very successful.
Boy, you definitely are making a difference. I mean, to help somebody like that. And, you know, you also are involved in the Elgin Veteran of the Month, which is another great program. I mean, there's so much that Steve and George are here are doing for veterans. I mean, thank you for doing that. Thank you. A salute to all those that served and those that are serving, those brave souls that are out there fighting for our freedoms. You want to stay right here on Aging Info Radio. You want to find out what V-SPAN is about. This is a program that everybody needs to know about and should know about to pass the word on. Coming up next right here on Aging Info Radio.
We live in
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine. Real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
What if you could do something today that would make you feel better tomorrow? What if you can wipe your emotional slate clean of past experiences? What if you can end depression, anxiety, pain, old traumas and injuries, sleeplessness, and conditions others couldn't help? What if it took less than 30 minutes in one sitting? Well, emotional liposuction can. Act today and feel better tomorrow. Visit emotionalliposuction.com and dump your junk and move on with your life. All this starts at emotionalliposuction.com. Get your smile back at emotionalliposuction.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Suwacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says today, sponsored by Senior News, 50 and Better, don't stay where you are tolerated, go where you are celebrated. We are our show today is for our veterans and those brave military, that are those that are in the military that are serving. There's a lot of great programs out there for military that have served, and of course the veterans and their families. And my next two guests have so much to offer, and that is Mick Grady. He is the president and founder of V-SPAN, and Jim Hunter is a board member of V-SPAN, and so much more about Jim's background that I'm going to allow him to tell us about. But welcome, Mick, to Aging Info Radio.
Thanks, Sue. Thanks for having us.
Well, I'm really excited for you to tell everybody about this special program, and welcome Jimmy Hunter to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Veteran Special Programs, and V-SPAN is just that, a very special program that's in the works. It will be, tell us about it, Mick.
Well, the program's a media platform for the whole veteran community at large. Not just a specific thing. V-SPAN will produce some shows, but the majority of the shows, our programs already exist, such as the American Legion, VFW, Purple Heart, DAV, and many mom-and-pop non-for-profits. We want to get that word out and make it awareness, kind of like a one-stop-shop informational highway for the veterans and their families. And while we're doing this, we notice that the biker community does so much for the veteran community, so we included them in on the programming. So this channel is targeted for veterans, veteran families, and the biker community.
Just to get the word out about everything that's available, or like, what inspired you to come up with this, Mick?
Well, what happened was I was a former tradesman that got injured on the job, went to paralegal school, and when I got out, meeting tons of Vietnam-era vets, which was mostly my era, found out they had no benefits. They couldn't get their benefits. They were stalled, denied, delayed. So I said, you know, I don't understand what's the problem here. So I got into cable access TV, started producing shows for the veteran community. And in the process, all these veteran organizations started coming at me to get their show and awareness of what they do on the air. And it just became so overwhelming that I said, we need a network. We need a specific channel for veterans and their families. So using my paralegal degree, I wrote a resolution that passed the city of Chicago through Alderman Mel. We took it on to the House with his daughter Debbie as state rep. And then we went to the Senate, and it passed unanimously through each step of the way. And in the process, we now have a resolution. Right after it passed, my wife was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. So the project was put on the shelf for 2.5 years. She's now in remission. And we just took it off in March and April of this year, and we're moving forward with the whole project.
Now, the project launch date, is that for 2015?
Yes, the target date is early 2015.
What else do you need to get all this underway? Because I always feel that the reason people don't get the help they need is lack of information.
Right. I really appreciate that, Sue. What we really need now, we have lots of equipment, but it's all antique in the industry. We have no HD cameras, and you really can't get a quality show without HD anymore. So we need equipment. We have propositions for airtime available. We need to raise funds. And what the goal of V-SPAN is so we can get every veteran organization on the air at no cost to them. We are looking for corporate funding, grant money, no federal or no state funding. We just want grant money. And in order to develop the programs and get the quality TV, we need this kind of equipment.
Now, how can someone get in touch with you? What's the best way?
We have our office is set up at in Orland Park at 9447 144th Place in Orland. And the phone number you can reach me at is 773-370-6416.
All right, that sounds great. Now, Jimmy, how are you involved in V-SPAN?
Well, I got involved with V-SPAN through the Sons of the American Legion. I'm the past state commander, and I've done a lot of work with Honor Flight Chicago, a volunteer at the Abraham Lincoln National Cemetery, do a lot of welcome homes and send-offs for veterans. Mick and I got to know each other through our squadron and decided that the things that we do are in the same vein, and we wanted to work together.
Interesting. Now, you also are talking about a Veterans History Project, which is also very interesting.
Yeah, it's a little bit in line with George's book. It's a national program that's been in effect for a couple of years, and we interview with a court reporter with us. We do an interview of veterans from all ages. I've been kind of concentrating on World War II and Korea because of how we're losing them. And we do through a whole criteria of their time in the war, their time at home.
And their history.
And their history.
So great. Well, this is Aging Info Radio. We're talking about V-SPAN. Isn't it time? Yes, it is. All veterans should know what's available. And even for those serving, stay right here on Aging Info Radio. We're going to find out the best thing you can do for any veteran coming up next.
Midwest Vein Center is sharing testimonials from real patients.
The Midwest Vein Center has been amazing for me.
The good things you've heard about Midwest Vein Center are true.
Midwest Vein Center will change your life. From insurance to explaining how the procedure is done, they pretty much held my hand through the whole process.
The best time to treat problem veins is now, and Midwest Vein Center's five convenient Chicagoland locations make it easier than ever. Midwest Vein Center, 888-400-VEIN or MidwestVein.com.
I got Mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one customer-rated pet insurance for dogs and cats. Healthy Paws provides comprehensive coverage for accidents and illnesses, unlimited benefit with no caps, and affordable premiums. Listeners receive a lifetime discount up to 10% when they sign up online by clicking the Healthy Paws Pet link at agentinforadio.com. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is about the same as a cup of coffee a day. So well worth it. Right, Daisy?
What do you do? Many families face a common problem, caring for loved ones sometimes hundreds or thousands of miles away or even across town. Well, now there's help. When you or your loved one needs help at home, First Light Home Care offers complete companion and personal care services for cooking, cleaning, helping with personal hygiene, or just keeping company.
To reach your local First Light Home Care professional, please call 224-214-4000 or visit firstlighthomecare.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Honoring our veterans today and those that are serving in the military, yes, those brave soldiers that are serving for our freedoms. I have Mick Grady, he's the founder of V-SPAN, and Jim Hunter, who is an executive board member of V-SPAN. And we are talking about that today. And one of the best things that you can do for a veteran is buy them a ticket to InMyBrother'sShoes.com. And to get this ticket, it's $20. You can get it. It's call 773-325-9690. I'm ahead of the game, but Mick is going to tell us all about the special screening that is entertainment and will be shown on V-SPAN.
As after it's released, this is a thing at Steve McMichael's restaurant. It's a mini movie premiere. This is a demonstration of some of the entertainment type shows we'll have on the Veteran Network. It's a based on a true story about two brothers. One goes to Iraq and gets killed. His brother receives his belongings, boots, in the mail, and he goes back and relives their trip in Europe. And they're raising money for Toys for Tots and the movie that will be screened at Sundance. And it's a great time. It's a great chance to get a veteran project into mainstream media.
And it takes place on Sunday, November 16th at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And once again, that number is 773-325-9690. This would be a great place to take a veteran. And there's also, Jimmy, there's a big Christmas party, which is another fundraiser for V-SPAN.
Yeah, actually, it's a annual thing that V-SPAN has done for how many years, Mick?
Since 2008.
Since 2008. And it's a Christmas party that we invite all the veterans to come to, and they also can bring their children and their grandchildren with them. We'll have a Santa and all his elves arrive on a fire engine, and we will provide gifts, food, beverages for everybody that comes. It's at Trio's Sports Bar at 11845 Southwest Highway in Palos Heights. It's on Wednesday, December 10th. It starts at 7 p.m. All that we ask is you contact Mick again and let us know how many you're bringing, the age of the children and the sex of the children, so that we can make sure that the appropriate gifts are given to them.
And once again, Mick Grady's number is 773-370-6416. Mick, when you came up with this mission and the vision for V-SPAN and the need for it, I mean, you must see an area that is so missing for veterans and their families, what is one of the areas that come to mind?
Well, one of the biggest challenges is obviously the thing that touched my heart to get that on the air was suicides. Nobody was addressing suicides. And at the time we passed this through the Senate and the House, it was 18 a day. Now it's over 20. And addressing suicides, which leads right to PTSD, which is also job-related. Without jobs, PTSD kicks up, and then suicides happen. And a lot of the suicides happen because the veterans don't want to be a burden on their family. And it's not that they're going to a danger to no one more than themselves. And without the information on where to go get help for suicides and taking the stigma away from PTSD, we're not going to get these kids in.
Yeah, people do not know where to reach out. They feel isolated and alone, and that number for veterans committing suicide continues to escalate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, a lot of that is the post-traumatic stress that is not even addressed. So all of these will be programs on V-SPAN. And what is the station that V-SPAN will be airing these programs?
Well, we're looking right now at WJYS, and it's going very well in negotiations for that. The categories for veteran programs is just through the roof. There's over 92 categories alone. So the content for this channel is just through the roof.
A lot going on. You're saying 92 programs. I mean, as we just talked about, you know, what you talked about with suicides, what are some of the other programs that you'll be addressing?
Legal issues. We have John Marshall's Law School, Veterans Legal Clinic, Health Administration, the VA. The goal is to give every veteran organization their own show, and based upon the people they reach, the VFW, American Legion, will be on probably a weekly show, and Braveheart or people that take scuba diving for disabled vets probably have a once-a-month show. You know, it's all relative.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much information, and to know that it'll all be in one place – where, of course, I'm sure a website will follow up with the V-SPAN channels and everything that's shown. And then, of course, the entertainment. This is just going to continue to grow.
Right.
I mean, you must see that. You must sometimes in your thoughts go into overwhelm.
Yeah. The thing is that we have all shows are not going to be talk show. We have to be a real entertainment. We have to be a real channel. So there will be entertainment shows, music, dance, comedy, you know.
Well, everybody is human, so you want all of those elements on that V-SPAN channel, right, Jimmy?
Yes, ma'am. And I also would like to say thank you to the gentlemen that we met here today. None of us are veterans, and they seem to work just as hard as we do honoring our veterans, and I cannot think of a better cause than to honor the men that fought for our country and gave us the freedom we have now. Thank you, gentlemen.
Well, just Steve Thorin's program, you know, thanking a vet every day. I mean, you know, we're moving fast in today's world, and you need to slow down. If you can say something to somebody that makes a difference in their life and they are a veteran, I mean, it has a huge impact. It kind of ripples right on out for that day, and I really appreciate that Steve Thorin is doing that. I mean, vspan.org, and that's span, SPANN.org, is Mick Grady and Jim Hunter's program that they're talking about. And yes, it says, isn't it time? What do you think, Mick, Jimmy? You think it's time?
Absolutely.
You guys have been working on this for quite a number of years. We're looking forward to hearing about V-SPAN. I'm going to get all of their words of wisdom coming up here on Aging Info Radio. So don't go away.
Nothing makes you happier than a clothing accessory that makes you look and feel great. Dinerwear has created the Elegant Cravat, a stylish dining scarf that's so fashionable, nobody knows its original purpose is to protect your clothing from food spills. It's stain-resistant, machine-washable, and available for $20 at dinerwear.com. Men and women across America are ordering their cravat today at dinerwear.com. You should, too. Visit dinerwear.com.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
A happy Veterans Day Tuesday to all the veterans out there and, of course, the brave military that are serving for our freedoms. And I've had a really great show today, four extraordinary guests. And Steve Thorin, would you give us your words of wisdom for the day?
Thank you, Sue. And first of all, thank you so much for allowing us to be on and to speak our mission and our beliefs and tribute to the troops and thanking veterans. And, of course, thanking veterans is my word of wisdom. That is one of the best things that you can do if you're in a store, if you're in a restaurant, if you're walking on the street. The other day I was in a restaurant and I saw a gentleman and his hat was sitting next to him. And it was a ship name, and I went over, interrupted his meal ever so briefly, but when I asked if he was a vet, and he said yes, I said, thank you for your service. You are why we are all here. So thank a vet every day, and thank you, Sue.
You're welcome. And George?
So I want to echo what Steve said, and thank you very much for the time and effort you put into this wonderful show that you have. Veterans Day is right around the corner. Veterans Day, let's celebrate Veterans Day every day, not just on November 11th. But as Steve said, thank a veteran. We live under the umbrella of freedom that these people have provided, men and women alike. Let's not forget that.
Yes, and you, Mick, what about your words of wisdom?
Well, the words of wisdom I got is really a prophetic saying that George Washington over 200 years ago said. He said, the willingness with which our young are likely to serve in any war, no matter how justified, shall be directly proportional to how they perceive the veterans of earlier wars were treated and appreciated by their nation.
You've definitely got my agreement there. How about you, Jimmy?
Well, Sue, thank you again for having us on today. And it's been a pleasure meeting these other gentlemen. But I agree with Steve's asset saying, thank a vet every day. And the other thing that I would like to say is, it's about time that these programs were put out there and instituted for our veterans.
I agree. I could not agree more. Our veterans should be very well taken care of. Thank all of you for being my guests today on Aging Info Radio. I really appreciate what you're doing, and I value it. And if you are caring for an aging loved one and feel you need professional help, I highly recommend Partners in Senior Care. They care for your loved one just like they were their own family member. Call Angie at 847-548-1330 or visit their website at partnersinseniorcare.com. And let's see, my paws pooch this week is Marmaduke, a 2-year-old male shepherd mix known as a go-getter. Call PAWS Chicago at 773-935-PAWS. And, of course, Marmaduke is waiting with his paws crossed and tail wagging for you to come and get him. Yes, Daisy May, that is Marmaduke. Call PAWS Chicago at 773-935-PAWS. And Midwest Vein Center offers the latest technology in vein care from expert physicians with over 25 years of experience. Visit Midwest Vein .com to view their patient stories and testimonials. And once again, that's MidwestVein.com. Keep in mind, Aging Info Radio will help you if you need a referral or a resource. Give us a call at 866 560-3965 and or email us at info@aginginforadio.com. And our show today will be up on podcast, of course, on our website at aginginforadio.com shortly after we air, of course, with pictures of our guest. And until we meet again next Sunday, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
God bless the USA.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Going to war was their duty. Telling their story is yours. This Veterans Day, Ancestry would like to help you honor the soldiers in your family with free access to our global military records. Visit TryAncestry.com.